السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. Beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Tonight we would like to share a few points, insha'Allah, regarding the choice we have in life in carrying out certain good actions, especially when we're nearing the end of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as an introduction to tonight's program, says in Surah Fatir, verse 37, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير. Have we not prolonged for you life so that you may take heed with regards to your life and the existence therein that lies? Would you not take advice? Would you not take heed? Would you not be cognizant of the fact that you have been created from dust and you will return back to dust by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has not warnings come to you in the forms of the messengers, in the forms of the revelations that were sent down to the various messengers alayhi salatu wasalam? Has the Quran not been sent to you wherein lies advices, admonition, hope for an individual to change their lives, to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people who have oppressed themselves, they will surely taste the fire of hell. There will be no helpers to avail them in any matter whatsoever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, in the book of Bukhari Sharif it is recorded, أعذر الله إلى امرئ أخر أجله حتى بلغه 60 سنة. Allah gives an excuse to man. Allah gives a chance to man. Allah delays man an appointed time to such an extent that Allah blesses an individual with 60 years of life. Sometimes Allah blesses a person with 100 years of life. Look at the life of Nuh alayhi salam, 1,000 years of life, 900 and some odd years of preaching the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A handful of people only accepted his message. Sometimes Allah grants a person just a few moments where a person sees life. Sometimes Allah, in the belly of the mother, Allah takes the child away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a beautiful life in his obedience with goodness. Beloved listeners, we are living in such a time where technology has gripped us in ways we would never have ever imagined. We ask ourselves, with the evolving of technology, shouldn't life become easier for us? Shouldn't we now be more happier in terms of the progress we're making in life? Let me give you an example to make you understand. It is difficult to carry a noble Quran with us. Nowadays we have pocket size, mashallah, very small sizes of Qurans to go with us, but to carry the Quran into certain places and out of respect, we find it a bit difficult at times. Today we have on our smartphones such amazing apps that with the click and the flick of the fingers and on the screen a beautiful Quran app appears, yet we still don't have the time to read even a few lines. Isn't it a shame on our side? On the lighter side, they say, the next time a man goes shopping with his wife, with all due respect to the women that do the shopping, mashallah, Allah bless them, instead of playing Candy Crush, my brother, use the moments and download the app, the Quran app, and recite a few lines of the Quran and see that connection you would then achieve with your own maker. Let's reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another verse in Surah An-Nasr, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. This was addressed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the lesson is for us all. It was a time when it was revealed. Umar radiallahu anhu cried. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, why are you crying? He said, that don't you understand what's the meaning of this verse? It now has come to my attention that Allah is pleased with the Nabi, and the rules and regulations for the deen have been spread, it has been passed on, knowledge has been given out and dished out to the Ummah. Now it's time for the Nabi of Allah to return back to his Maker, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, glorify, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek the forgiveness of Allah, for indeed Allah is the one who accepts the tawbah of an individual. So why seek advice? Because when you're nearing the end of life, now it's a time where you've got to leave all the things you have been aspiring to achieve, your empire that you are building, it's time to let go of it. It's time to hand over the business to the children. It's time to say basically goodbye to the world and prepare to meet our Maker. We have a kind and loving Allah. And if we look at our lives, our days, our nights, we would find that every moment gives us a chance to gain closeness to our Maker, subhanallah. It is up to us to prepare to meet our Creator, and at such a moment that He is pleased with us. Some are fortunate, like we had mentioned a bit earlier on, that they have been given a long life. But the hadith makes mention of an individual who not only is given a long life, but his actions are good. حَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. He has a long life, but his actions are pleasing to his Maker. That is the one who has used his or her time in a beautiful manner. We feel that once we become old, we will change. Beloved listeners, what if tomorrow does not afford us the opportunity? What if? What if when we are old, we don't even find the time nor the strength to carry out good actions? And then we say, if only I had done it when I was younger. If only I had visited when I was younger. If only I had spent when I was younger. The hadith says, leave the word if, because you open the doors for shaitan. Let us bring the word of insha'Allah from now on and say, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will strive and we will achieve and we will conquer and we will become the close and bosom friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So scholars tell us that when we are young, we should capitalize on the good health that we have, so that when we reach the old age, and if we can't for whatever reason act on these wonderful good actions we were doing when we were young, then through the mercy of Allah, because of the person's sincerity, he or she would get the full reward as if they had done it when they were young. Allahu Akbar. Don't we have a kind Allah? So what if we are old? Allah is most merciful that He looks at our intentions, beloved brothers and sisters. So go beg and share with your Allah. Whisper to your Allah and you will see the fruits of your goodness. The simple message we want to leave each and every one of us tonight is that we have a set time to live. We did not know when we were to come into this world, and we do not know when we are going to depart from this world. But we do know we are going to depart one day. We do know we're going to stand in front of Allah. We do know we're going to have to account for our deeds that we have done in this world. But we also know that we have a kind Allah. We also know that we can make the dua of Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Allah, make our accountability easy for us on that particular day. Ulama also say, and they tell us, But make dua and say, Allah grant us paradise, not just any paradise, but Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. What is it for Allah to send a person to Jannah? Allah wants to see us in paradise. Shaitan wants to see us in hell. We got a choice. We can choose. We can either love according to the pleasure of Allah here and sacrifice our worms and desires and fancies and ultimately reach paradise, or we can follow shaitan, so to say, in inverted commas, live a good life of luxury. Luxury meaning a life of the disobedience of Allah, and we will suffer for eternity. Beloved brothers, beloved sisters, beloved listeners of Radio Islam International, let us use the moments that we have to pack as many good deeds as we can. And amongst them, let's share a few so to make it easy for us. Let's smile, and let's smile to our beloved parents. Let's share a kind word to our children and to the youngsters. Let's share a positive word. Let's create a wholesome environment. Let's create a good environment. Let's think good about people, and you would be thought good by those living around you, by the angels that are by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and most definitely, if our Maker is happy with us, we would ultimately receive His mercy, which would unlock for us the treasures of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding to practice, to grant us such a life that He is happy with us, to take us away at such a time that He is pleased with us, to resurrect us in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to grant us entrance into Jannatul Firdaus with the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With that having been said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to bless us, to guide us, to protect us, to honor us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.